Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nate Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Serpent and the Wings of Night, the first installment in the Crowns of Nyaxia series by Carissa Broadbent. Readers are plunged into a world where dark magic, ancient prophecies, and forbidden love intertwine. The story introduces us to Leora, a young woman with a mysterious past and a dangerous future. As she navigates a world filled with deceit, power struggles, and the looming threat of war, Leora discovers her own strength and the role she plays in a prophecy that could change the world. Through Broadbent's vivid world-building and complex characters, the novel explores themes of fate, sacrifice, and the search for identity, making it a captivating read for fans of fantasy and romance alike. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the complexity of magic. In the realm of Nyaxia, magic is not merely a tool but a complex entity woven into the fabric of the world. Its practices and laws are governed by ancient traditions, and it's feared by many for its potential for destruction. The magic system Broadbent introduces is nuanced, with distinct forms that serve various purposes, from healing to warfare. This complexity reflects on the characters' interactions with magic, influencing their decisions, shaping their identities, and even altering their destinies. The portrayal of magic serves as a metaphor for power, its allure, its dangers, and its potential to corrupt or redeem. Through Leora's journey, readers explore how magic can be both a gift and a curse, offering profound insights into the ethical dilemmas and personal sacrifices involved in wielding such power. Secondly, forbidden love. A central pillar of the narrative is the forbidden love between Leora and a figure tied to the dark aspects of the realm's magic. This relationship challenges the boundaries set by their world, defying social norms and expectations. It serves as a narrative vehicle for exploring themes of love, loyalty, and the sacrifices one must make in the face of societal constraints. This forbidden bond not only propels the plot forward, but also deepens the novel's exploration of personal identity and the struggle between one's desires and duties. The strength and resilience of this love highlight the power of human connection to transcend limitations and bring about change, making it a compelling and emotional element of the story. Thirdly, war and power struggles. The backdrop of an impending war and the ongoing power struggles provide a tense and dynamic setting for The Serpent and the Wings of Night. These conflicts are not merely physical, but are deeply entwined with the political intrigue, ancient prophecies, and the machinations of those who seek to control or destroy. Through these struggles, the novel delves into the complexities of leadership, the burdens of responsibility, and the ethical dilemmas faced by those in power. Characters are forced to make difficult choices that challenge their morals and beliefs, highlighting the theme of sacrifice for the greater good. This nuanced portrayal of war and power struggles offers readers a reflection on the real-world complexities of governance and conflict. Fourthly, prophecy and destiny. The concept of prophecy plays a pivotal role in shaping the events of the novel. Leora's journey is deeply influenced by an ancient prophecy that foretells her involvement in the world's fate. This element introduces questions of free will versus destiny, as characters grapple with the weight of expectations placed upon them by prophecy. The narrative explores how prophecies can guide or mislead, empower or oppress, and the struggle of characters to forge their own paths amidst predetermined fates. This theme resonates with readers, encouraging them to consider their own beliefs about destiny and the extent to which one controls their future. Lastly, the search for identity. Leora's journey is as much about saving her world as it is about discovering who she is. Her quest for identity is fraught with challenges, from unraveling the mysteries of her past to confronting the realities of her power and the expectations of those around her. This search is emblematic of the broader exploration of identity within the novel, as characters confront their roles, desires, and the masks they wear to protect themselves or comply with societal demands. The theme of identity is woven throughout the narrative, highlighting the complexities of self-discovery and the courage it takes to embrace one's true self in the face of adversity and expectation. This makes Leora's story not just a tale of magic and conflict, but a deeply personal journey that resonates with anyone who has ever struggled to understand themselves. In conclusion, The Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent is a must-read for fans of fantasy and young adult literature. especially those who enjoy stories of magic, love, and the struggle against destiny. Broadbent masterfully weaves a tale that is as much about the external struggles of war and power as it is about the internal battles of love, identity, and ethical dilemmas. Readers who appreciate complex characters, rich world building, and themes that delve deep into the human experience will find this book immensely rewarding. Leora's journey offers insights into the importance of understanding oneself, the power of love, to transcend boundaries, and the strength to challenge fate. This novel not only entertains but also inspires reflection on one's values and the choices that define us, making it a valuable addition to anyone's reading list. If you would like to support Carissa Broadbent, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.